This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on the phone is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. You're still in the Central Time Zone, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wonderful city.
It is a great city, and it's just as cold and rainy up here, though, as it is and as it has been down with us. So, alas.
But you managed to scoot out of town just as some sunshine was arriving.
I know. Typical. Very typical.
Speaking of weather, before we talk about everything else at Walton Arts Center, we should mention that Lucinda Williams is no longer going to be at the AMP Sunday night. She's been moved to the Town Center.
That's correct. We were looking at the weather, and it looks like it's going to be pretty cold, and we didn't think it would be much fun to hear her outside when it's 40 degrees. So, yes, we've moved it to the Town Center, and that is Sunday evening.
All right, so that's just one of the activities, many activities.
Yes.
What else do you
have? Yeah, we're busy, my goodness. So tomorrow night, that is Friday the 29th, or actually it's more like tomorrow afternoon, Friday the 29th, we have two performances of a children's show called Thomas and Friends, one at 3 p.m., one at 6 p.m., and this is, of course, that beloved, you know, children's cartoon with Thomas the Train, mm-hmm. And there aren't many tickets left for that. In fact, if there are any left, they're likely single tickets, but you can call the box office and give it a try or go online and give it a try, and if you're really desperate, you can come to the theater about an hour beforehand and see if any get turned back at the last minute. But that's Friday, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
All right.
Then Saturday, we have a show in Barnhill Arena with country music star Blake Shelton. That is at 7:30. And that one just went on sale about a week ago. So if you haven't heard about it, you haven't missed anything. There's still plenty of tickets left for that. So that's 7:30 on Saturday at Barnhill.
Is Blake Shelton, isn't he on that new show on NBC, The Voice?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
I'll check
that.
Okay.
Okay. And then, of course, Lucinda Williams at the Town Center on Sunday evening. And then we move into our final Broadway show of the season, which is Les Miserables. That kicks off on May 3rd, which is a Tuesday, and runs through May 8th. And as you and I have talked about this over the last couple of weeks, I have not had any tickets to sell, but good news, there will be some tickets available. There won't be a lot, and they will be scattered about. But some have come open at the last minute, so make sure to check our website or give us a call at the box office. And that night, Tuesday night, we will be putting our brand new Broadway season on sale, which I have been teasing with you for a couple of weeks now. But I can tell you that it's a wonderful season, and it's going to include shows like West Side Story, the new touring version of West Side Story. It will have Rock of Ages on the season, which is a rock musical based on 70s and 80s rock. We will have Million Dollar Quartet, which features One Night in the Studio with Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
And culminates with a concert that never was, but we really wish would have been.
Exactly. It's really quite something when you think about what might have happened if all of those four had performed together. But yes, it does culminate in that, and the story leading up to it is quite interesting. It all stems from this one night where they were all in the studio together, and they were about to all embark on different careers. You know, Elvis had left the label he was working with and was going off to a big label, and the same was happening with Johnny Cash. And it's pretty interesting, and you get a taste of all of them in their early years. And the actors who play these four musicians, they're dead on. They're just remarkable how good they are. And the man, of course, who plays Jerry Lee Lewis is just, he's fantastic. He kind of makes the show because he's so wild and crazy and incredibly talented. And I'm looking forward to that one. I think Northwest Arkansas is really going to like that show. I think that's going to be fun. And then what else will we have on the Broadway season? We will have
Mary Poppins,
and we will have Bring It On, the musical, which is a musical version of the popular movie, but it is not exactly the same as the popular movie. And it's quite fun and exciting. It's a combination of Broadway stars and actual cheerleaders. So the cheer sequences that you see on stage are real. People are really being flipped and tumbled and doing gymnastics on the stage. And it's also got an incredible creative team behind it, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was the star and the writer of In the Heights, which won the Tony Award on Broadway several years back. He was one of the writers of the show as well. And so you get this very young, fresh sound to the music. So I'm looking forward to that one also. I think that one's going to go over very well here.
And you can, right now, you can buy the entire Broadway package.
As of Tuesday, you will be able to buy the entire Broadway package.
Tuesday, okay.
There's actually two different package options that you can pick from that give you a little bit of flexibility in terms of what shows you want. But at this point, what you can buy is the full package. So there's six shows in the package. And then once you purchase the package, you can have access to a couple of extra shows that are coming, including the return of Blue Man Group, who will be back in January of 2012.
And you have Artisphere happening all about us as well.
Yes, Artisphere is happening at the same time, actually. So while Les Mis is going on, we'll be having bands at both First Thursday in Fayetteville and First Friday in Bentonville on the 5th and the 6th of May. A wonderful new up-and-coming band called Eden's Edge. Three musicians from Arkansas who are making their start and bringing a new voice to country music. They'll be performing free concerts both at First Thursday and First Friday, and those are part of Artisphere. So we'll have our Artisphere booth out there and all kinds of Artisphere information and giveaways and things like that at both First Thursday and First Friday. And then on the 7th, which is a Saturday, we will bring Trout Fishing in America back to Bentonville for the Farmers Market. And, of course, everyone loves trout fishing, and they're just so much fun, and we always love to bring them in and have them perform, especially outside, because they're just, you know, you love them. They're just great fun and really infectious and great for kids and families. So that will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday the 7th in the Bentonville Farmers Market. And then also on the 7th, we have another event going on in our Nadine Baum Studios that night. It is the Grow a Film Festival, and this is also part of Artisphere, and we have partnered with Seedlings Film Association. And at that event, they will kick off their film festival and show some films and talk about sustainable filmmaking and sort of announce who will be creating films over the next couple of weeks, which will be screened later on at the end of May. And these films all have art, nature, and sustainability themes behind them. So that will be, I believe, at 6:30 or 7 o'clock on the 7th of May. That's free and open to the public in our Nadine Baum Studios.
And the deadline to enter a film in that contest is May 18th.
Yes, I believe that's correct. And so we're looking for 10-minute short films, and they are based on an Artisphere theme talking about spaces where nature has become a really important part of your life. And so we're really looking forward to seeing what our local filmmakers do with that theme and have a really fun screening of all those films on the 27th of May. But the kickoff event, which will feature lectures and discussions and films and karaoke and a great party, is on the 7th, and that's probably at 7 o'clock. And then I think we breathe for a day, and then we start up again on Monday the 9th with more Artisphere, where we have a National Geographic live speaker at 7 p.m. His name is Barton Seaver. He is a chef, but also a conservationist, and he will have a book out within the next week called For Cod and Country.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to cook fish, and so he will talk the audience through how you can cook the different fishes that come in through the season, and you know how also cooking and buying local foods and cooking from local foods is one of the best things you can do to both help yourself and also to help the environment. So that will be fun. That's at 7 p.m. in Baumwalker Hall at Walton Arts Center. And also that night we will have the first of our Nature of Strings series. It will feature the Kiev Trio, and they will be playing at Chapel on the Creeks in Rogers. So Nature of Strings is a series of shows where we bring small ensembles in and try to put them in really beautiful settings throughout the region that have some connection to nature. So that is, I believe, 7 p.m. on Monday the 9th at the Chapel on the Creeks in Rogers.
And you can find out more about Artisphere at artispherefestival.org.
That's correct. You can also go to waltonartscenter.org, or you can call our box office at 443-5600. And I should also mention that Theater Squared's show is still running Reasons to Be Pretty, and there are lots of chances to see that this weekend. And Theater Squared has also announced their sixth season. So you can buy your tickets to either Reasons to Be Pretty or buy your subscription to the season at waltonartcenter.org as well.
I've been handed a note. Blake Shelton is indeed involved in that NBC show called The Voice.
So, oh, wonderful.
Well, stay warm and hurry back.
I will. Thank you. And thanks for talking to me all the way up here in Wisconsin.
All right. Thanks, Jody.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.